Opposition parties in South Africa have strongly urged President Cyril Ramaphosa to stand firm against pressure from the United States, following Washington's expulsion of Ambassador Ibrahim Razil. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The US gave Razil just 72 hours to leave the country, branding him an unwelcome person after US Senator Marco Rubio labeled him a race-baiting politician who hates America on Friday. The diplomatic rift between South Africa and the US has deepened since Donald Trump's presidency, with growing tensions over various issues, including South Africa's controversial land reform law. However, South Africa's Minister of International Relations, Ronald Lamola, called for a more measured approach, advising against Twitter diplomacy and advocating for direct dialogue between the two nations. Some political leaders were less diplomatic in their responses. Julius Malema, leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, issued a sharp rebuke of the US, urging President Ramaphosa to resist any attempts at bullying from the orange clown occupying the White House. The Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, PAC, also condemned the US's actions. Secretary-General Appa Poo described the expulsion as an attack on South Africa's sovereignty and an attempt to interfere in the nation's governance. South Africa is not a puppet of the US. We have the right to govern our country without external interference, he said. The tensions come amid ongoing disputes over South Africa's land expropriation policy, which allows for the confiscation of land without compensation under certain conditions. Last month, Trump reduced aid to South Africa, citing alleged discrimination against the white Afrikaner minority, a claim the South African government vehemently denies. Razil, who previously served as U.S. ambassador from 2010 to 2015 under President Barack Obama, was reappointed in 2024 due to his extensive experience and connections in Washington. Despite his credentials, Razil has reportedly faced difficulties arranging meetings with Trump. According to an anonymous South African diplomat, Razil's pro-Palestine stance and political history may have made him a less favorable choice in the current political climate. Meanwhile, the Democratic Alliance, DA, a coalition partner in South Africa's Government of National Unity, GNU, raised concerns about the ANC's control over foreign policy appointments. DA spokesperson Willie Orkamp criticized the dominance of the ANC in appointing foreign diplomats, calling for broader representation from other parties within the GNU to help ease the growing tensions with Washington. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.